originating from our Jimmy John's of Lexington studios. This is Jock Talk, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka on the Horse Racing Radio Network. An intimate, in-depth discussion with the best jockeys in thoroughbred racing.
25-year-old Mario Gutierrez, who took Derby 1:38.
Digging down for the final 16th under Victor Espinosa.
Joe Calamo in the ride of his life, in the race of his life.
Gary Stevens, 3 Preaknesses.
A brilliant ride by Calvin Burrell.
Up the inside under Johnny Velasquez to take it.
Shanghai Bobby and Rosina Pradnik come again to beat He's Had Enough.
Raji Baraj aboard, crushing the field here.
Perfectly ridden by Javier Castellano. A scintillating performance under Rafael Bejarano.
Now, here's Christina McManigal.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Jock Talk, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm your host, retired jockey Christina McManigal, and I'm joining you tonight from our Jimmy John's of Lexington, Kentucky studio. Thank you to everyone listening tonight on Sirius 219, XM 201, and also to those of you tuning into our website at horseracingradio.net. A portion of the proceeds from this show go to the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund. The PDJF provides financial assistance to riders who have suffered devastating on-track injuries. If you're able to help, please visit the website at www.pdjf.org. So our guest this evening, he won the Eclipse Award for Outstanding Jockey in 2017. He won the Belmont that same year with Taprit, and he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile in 2017 with Good Magic. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf with Oscar Performance in 2016. He was second in last year's Kentucky Derby with Good Magic, and he's looking for his first Derby win. He'll be riding the Belmont-trained Tacitus this year with 1,769 wins and over $132 million in earnings. It's a pleasure to welcome jockey Jose Ortiz. Jose, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Jose, it's the most exciting time of the year for us in racing. Counting down the days until Derby, and you have to be feeling pretty good with your chances.
Yeah, the horse is a very nice horse, and he's really well bred, and he's coming off 2 wins in very good fashion, so we are very excited for him to improve on his 3rd race. That usually is the best race when you're coming off the layoff, so the timing is great.
Yeah, you mentioned the pedigree, and Tacitus is a Judmont homebred, the first foal, actually, out of Close Hatches, who was also trained by Bill Mott and actually won the Eclipse Award. So you two have that in common. But well-bred to go the distance, 1.25 miles shouldn't be a problem. What has this horse shown you so far to tell you that the distance is not an issue?
Well, every time, like, when he makes the lead on the races, he kind of put his ears up. And that's just let me know that he has something else on the tank. So that's what I'm confident that he will handle the 1.25 miles good.
For you, ideally, what kind of a trip will you have in the Derby?
Just talking. He has enough speed to be, I don't know, 5 to 8 lengths off the leader and then punch home. So I mean, hopefully we draw good, first of all. The draw is very important. And after that, have a good break and just try to be like me in the middle pack. Don't be too far out of it and don't be too close to the lead. That's all.
So you're the only jockey for Tacitus in his career, his short young career so far. And as we all know, Bill Mott usually takes his time with young horses, but this horse quickly showed us that he was the real deal. Ran 4th first out, and then, next out, he was a favorite. He was going a mile and got the job done. So what was it like with you riding this horse the first few starts? Did you know you had something special even then?
Well, first of all, when he ran first time out, obviously, I'd look at the pedigree most of the time. And to see that pedigree, I had the opportunity to ride one horse like that. It tells you a lot, like, it makes you excited, like, you hoping that you have something big in there. And the way he ran first time out, I love it. I know sometimes Bill need a race among his horses. And I knew he was going to move on. After that, he won the maiden. That day, I thought he was going to win by five. But he was a little green still, and he just went, like, by a head, something like that. But he was very green. So after that, he went on a layoff. And he was supposed to come back in the 1X allowance race at Gulfstream. And Bill, he called my agent, and he say he was going to go to the Tampa Derby. So that have a lot to say about how much he liked the horse, because he usually doesn't do that. And for him to take that step, I knew the horse was doing amazing, and we had a big shot, and you can see what happened. He went there, and he won.
He paid $19 that day.
Yeah.
He was not...
And it's tough coming off a layoff and go to a race like that. It's very tough, and for Bill to do that, it gave me a lot of confidence that he really liked the horse, so I was very excited, and the horse proved us right. You know, he didn't know what he was doing. I'm very happy I have the opportunity to ride for Bill and to ride this amazing horse, you know.
You said he was green in the first few starts of his career. Then he had that layoff, and he came back to win the Tampa Bay Derby. During that time period, that layoff, and then you came back to ride him, could you tell he'd matured?
Well, to be honest, from the time from all the layoff, I didn't get on him. So I didn't know how it was going to be for Tampa, if he was mature enough to do that. So I was a little nervous about it. But, I mean, he did everything right at Tampa, just a little bit green when he made the lead. Other than that, he did everything right. They took some dirt. He come through traffic. He came in the inside, and when he made the lead, he kind of waited a bit for the other horses, which is good, you know. I'm not mad at, you know, when they know they're good enough, they just kind of start playing there. I like it, but sometimes I like for them to give me 100%, you know. We're going to the Derby. I don't need him to be waiting on horses. If he happened to, he made the lead by the eight pole or something like that. I don't need him to wait on horses. I mean, hopefully, I think he took a step forward in the wood about that, and hopefully he keeps going forward. You know, he's a big horse, very well-bred. Usually these horses take a little bit more to mature. I don't know why, but he does. So hopefully he keeps going forward. And he's doing it. He's going forward with every race. So I think he's going to go forward from the wood.
So I have a question, and with nearly 1,800 wins, you're the person to ask, Jose. What do you do when you're dealing with a young horse like that who's a little immature and likes to wait on horses? How do you deal with that? How do you get them to focus again?
Sometimes it's tough to make them focus, but I just try to let them be happy and don't beat them up too much, because sometimes you beat him up and it's not good. So I just try to call his attention one or two times and just handwrite him as soon as responding well, you know. But sometimes they're tough. When they get used to do that, it's very tough to take it away from them. They know they are really good and they know they have it, so they just kind of wait, kind of say, okay, that's it. I pass everybody. I don't have to pass anybody else. I'm going to win it. So... sometimes good they have confidence like that, but, you know, going to a big race, you won't like to make the lead and then get caught by a horse flying late, you know, something like that.
Jockey Jose Ortiz joining me tonight on Jock Talk, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Well, let's go on to the Wood Memorial, Jose, and I think that's when he really showed all of us how game he really was and all of the trouble you and several other horses experienced at the start. So take us through that race.
Well, he broke like a shot that day. He broke really well. And everything happened so quick. We got the 11 horse dropping in very quick. And I mean, just before the turn, I felt like he was getting tied. And I felt like I had two horses right on top of me. And that was Manny with Final Jeopardy and Kendrick with Ripoli horse. And I mean, I took a really good hit behind. After that, I had to check him a little bit because the one horse came out a bit. And from that part on, he was very clean trip. He managed it well. He get under his feet. I don't rush him. I let him get on under his feet. And I mean, the backside was very relaxed, plenty fast, which I liked it because it was a very good prep, because in the Derby, we should go fast too, you know. And he kind of started getting momentum by the 5-8 pole. We passed the half a mile, and by the 3-8 pole, I went out and followed Tax because the other two horses were going too fast. So I decided to step out and follow Tax, and we engaged by the 3-16, and from there we went straight to the wire. I think Tax from a huge race. He had a very good trip also. I mean, but the last 16, just my horse just kind of play a bit, put his ears up when he made the lead last couple of jumps. So from that point on, I think if we could have kept going like mile and 3-16, mile and a quarter, I was going to just open up on him because, I mean, I don't know. That's what I think.
It seemed to me watching the race, he was not going to let that other horse get ahead in front. Even though he might be waiting on horses a little bit, he still, it seemed to me, he was so game during that stretch run. Is that true?
Yeah, he's very game when he has a horse right next to him. But when he put one length, a length and a half in front, that's when he starts like, okay, that's all. But as soon as he has a horse outside of him, he pinches his ears and he runs, you know. He's very game horse. I like him a lot, to be honest.
Well, hey, Jose, let's take a second here and listen to the replay of that Grade 2 Wood Memorial.
They're making their way to the top of the stretch. Not that Brady has put away Jovia, but here come Tex and Tacitus with their runs. Three quarters in 111.46, and they're into the stretch. And here comes Tex and Tacitus, and the two of them are right together as they come to the eighth pole. Long shot Math Wizard has run a big one. He's third on the outside. Tacitus on the outside. Tex along the rail. Tacitus and Tex locked in battle at the 16th pole. It's Tacitus in front. Tex second on the inside as they come down to the line. Heikal takes third late. It is Tacitus in the Wood Memorial. Tex was second. Heikal was third. Math Wizard was fourth in 151.23.
Thrilling stretch run there, Jose. From asking you from my betting side, I like to play the horses a little bit now that I'm retired. And so I'm going to ask you, so I know what to play in the Derby. Would you say that Tacitus has more stamina than Tax? If they were to run longer,
yes.
Most definitely?
Yes, definitely.
Good to know, Jose. And I got to tell you, I watched Tacitus work yesterday at Churchill Downs, and he seems to get along the Churchill track just fine, training very well, according to Bill Mott. And
very nice and easy. Speedy, got good gallop out. That was great.
When are you going to be making it to Churchill Downs?
I'm at Lexington right now, so I'm riding Keeneland the last 3 days, and going to New York Saturday, Sunday, and back to Churchill on Tuesday.
Busy couple days for you, Jose. Does that get tiring traveling so much for you?
Not really. At least I like to travel the night before the race, so I have a good night's sleep when I fly to out of town. So I feel better the next day. But you sometimes get a little tiring when it's a lot, but I'm pretty used to it right now.
So you know what it's like now to ride in the Kentucky Derby. You've ridden in the Derby 4 times, and last year you had a great run with Good Magic, who ran second to eventual Triple Crown winner Justify. So I'm assuming after that second place finish last year, I'm going to assume you're even hungrier than ever to win the Derby this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get that second best and I'll make you like one more, you know, and what is next is to win, you know. But I understand that it's a really hard race to win. So don't put that pressure on me, you know. Last year we have a very good trip, very clean, very nice horse, and we just got beat by the best horse, who was a Triple Crown a few weeks later. So I think we have a great trip, and I have a really good horse underneath of me. And I think the trip has a lot to do. We have a very good trip that day, and we have a good run. It was a sloppy track. My horse liked it, luckily. But like you say, I mean, when you finish second, you know, you get like, we are very close now. I hope that I can win it one day, you know. Hopefully this year.
Well, you've practically won everything else, Jose, so this is next on your bucket list, and wishing you all the best. Now, how do you prepare for a race like this? This is a little bit different than your average race, which you've ridden plenty of them, but little different given a 20-horse field. So much can happen going a mile and a quarter. How do you prepare?
I just concentrate on my horse. I'm going to know who's going to have speed and stuff like that, who's going to come from behind. My horse kind of like mid-pack horse, so just concentrate on who's going to be in front of me and who I'll be wanting to follow from the 5-8 pole and on. Just try to, you know, keep it simple. Ride my horse with a lot of confidence. Be comfortable. Whatever he's comfortable, I'll be comfortable. You know, I don't try to pick, like, a position that I want to be here. You know, I let the horse tell me where he wants to be. And, I mean, it's, like I say, very tough race to win. And I'm just going to be myself and try to do the best I can and let my horse relax and be comfortable. That's what I'm focused on.
Obviously, you ride against your brother. I ride all of the time. But, again, the Derby's a little different. Is it weird to ride with your brother in the Derby? Are you thinking about where he might be during the race?
Not really, because it's a 20-horse field, so it's almost impossible to figure out where he's at. But I think this year he will be in front of me with Improbable, so probably a good horse to follow.
Well, Jose, we had you actually on the show several years ago. Mike and I interviewed you and your brother at the same time at Saratoga. I don't even remember what year that was. It was several years ago. But you've done so much since then. So for the next couple minutes here on the show, let's talk about a few of your other accomplishments. And you were the Eclipse Award. You were the Eclipse Award winning outstanding jockey in 2017. And what did that mean for you to receive that award?
It means a lot. I put a lot of work into it. It's like a dream come true that day, you know. I dream with it. I work hard for it. And we have lucky that we could stay healthy the whole year around. we land on some good horses, and we won a lot of big races that year. I think maybe like 15, 14, 13 grade ones, something like that in a year. I mean, a lot of great stakes, and it was great. Like I said, I put a lot of work into it, and I have the opportunities, you know. My agent did a great job. It's a teamwork, you know. Everything has to go your way. And the support of my family and all that, it means a lot. Means the world to me that I will be, you know, in that book when they put the Crips Award. My name will be there, so I'm very happy about it. I'm proud of it.
How would you describe your riding style?
Depends who which horse I ride, but everybody said that I'm very patient, like quiet hands, stuff like that. They compare me a lot with my brother. So they say I ride very aggressive, I'm more calm, so I guess I'm a little bit more calm. I don't know.
I know when we visited with you last, you and your brother were obviously so close. Is it still that way, or does the competition get to you guys sometimes?
No, not really, no. Very close. Me and Ira, we are very close. And I don't think that's going to change ever, to be honest.
Tell us about...
He got his Eclipse Award last year, and I make it even for us. So we dream with it, and for us both to win it, it's very, very amazing. So we are very happy about each other. I'm very proud of him. I'm sure he's proud of me. So we competition, and I don't think it will get to us.
Your wife, Taylor Rice, is a former jockey as well, and you two have a daughter, Leilani. Is that how I say it?
Leilani.
And beautiful family you have, Jose. Tell us how your daughter's doing.
My daughter's doing really well. I actually have a 5-month-old also, boy. Yeah, his name is Derek. And they both doing really well. My wife is doing really well also.
How is it for you to be married to a former jockey? Does she understand what you're going through on a daily basis? And is it easier to be married to someone who understands the business?
Yes, make it a lot easier. You know how it is. Sometimes you get out of the house 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30. You come back at 6-7 o'clock at night, you know, with two kids, their leader. I mean, I'm glad she understands what I'm doing, you know. So it makes it a lot easier for me, for sure.
Does she still ride ever, just for fun?
Yeah. What do you mean, like in races?
No, just like, you know, for trail riding or galloping horses.
She just started galloping with her dad here at Keeneland, so he's having fun with that.
Do your kids show any interest in the horses?
Well, my big one, Leilani, which is like a year and 9 months, she's already riding when she goes to the farm in Ocala. So I guess, yeah, she's showing some interest. She likes to be on the horse, and she cries when you take her off. So that means that there's a lot of interest there.
Wow. A year and 9 months, she's already riding. Wow. You're starting them young. I love it. How old were you when you first sat on a horse, Jose?
I don't know. Maybe 4 or something like that. I don't know.
So she's got you beat.
I remember.
She's got you beat, Jose.
By far.
Couple minutes left here on the show. So many. I got to tell you, doing the research for this show, I pulled you up on Equibase, and I go to your graded stakes victories. And I started counting, Jose, and I lost count, and I just couldn't go on because there are just simply too many to count by hand. I can't even. Do you know how many graded stakes victories you have?
No, it has to be over 100 and something. It's over 100 for sure, but I don't know how much over. Probably 120, 25, something like that, I guess.
Which one sticks out the most to you? Who would you say your favorite horse is?
Well, my two breeders, for sure. Belmont Stakes, Alabama, Elite is one of my favorites. Labrador, one of my favorites. What else? I win a lot of stakes, so it's hard to remember all, but then I have a few Oscar performers, very special because I rode him since his maiden win. Good Magic, I rode him since his maiden win. Labrador, I rode him forever. I rode her forever. Elate, I rode her forever. I mean, it's very special when you get a horse from zero and they go on and win a great one. So that's very special. Like, see them do that transaction from a maiden, allowance, stake, great stake, and great one at the end of the day is very, very nice. Make you happy.
Same is true for Tacitus. You've started from the beginning with that horse, and I'm sure you just feel like such a strong team. You've seen that horse from the beginning stages. You've helped teach that horse. I can't imagine that feeling, Jose, taking a horse from zero to all the success they've had, and what a great feeling that is. Only a minute left here on the show. Jose, are you going to any Derby parties next week?
I usually don't go because I'm in New York and I ride there until Thursday and the parties are Thursday. But this year I'll be in Churchill. So, I mean, last year I was at Churchill. I didn't went to anything. This year, I don't know. It's hard for me with the babies and stuff. The baby's going to be here and it's hard to go to any parties. So I guess not.
Well, hopefully an after party after you win. Right?
That'd be great. If I win the Derby, I'd throw a party myself back home in New York.
I love it, Jose. Well, we are all out of time. Can't thank you enough, and we'll be seeing you the first Saturday in May at Churchill Downs, Jose.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Folks, you can check out this show and replays of all of our other shows on the website at horseracingradio.net. Now be sure to check out the schedule on the website as well. We'll be bringing you all of the latest Derby news and coverage as we get closer to the running of the 145th Kentucky Derby. Now don't go anywhere. I will be coming up with 30 minutes with Sophie Doyle, and she's riding in the Kentucky Oaks this year. So stay tuned. We'll catch my interview with her.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller of Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I believe in the craft process of distilling in batches using old-fashioned pot stills, and that's the way we still make Tito's Handmade Vodka today. We even won the World Spirits Competition, double gold, unanimous judge's choice. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from 100% corn, so it's naturally gluten-free. For recipes, videos, and more, visit titosvodka.com. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, 5th Generation Inc., distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm John Velasquez.
And I'm Julian Lepau. Every jockey knows and accepts the risk of a sport every time they get a leg up on the horse.
Although catastrophic on-track accidents are rare, when they do happen, the lives of the jockeys and their family change forever.
It's up to all of us in racing to support these men and women.
That's why we support the Permanently Disabled Jockey Fund. Since its founding in 2006, the PTJF has disbursed over $8 million to over 75 permanently disabled jockeys.
Over 90 cents out of every dollar donated goes directly to these brave men and women.
They use their monthly stipend to pay bills, hire caretakers, and many other things that make living with a permanent disability just a bit easier.
This is Mike Penna of HRRN. Did you know that the PDJF has no permanent guaranteed funding mechanism and relies entirely on donations from people like you? Please visit the PDJF website at pdjf.org to learn how you can help.
Hi, I'm Ron Turcotte. I support the PDJF. I hope you will too, and I thank you.